yo, yo, yo. What up, what up? Good morning, GMEM. Friday. Woo! Shabbat Shalom, Mando. April 5th, 2020. Four. Look at that. Another beautiful day. To have a beautiful day. I got my co-host in the house, aka my favorite influencer, aka my favorite trader, aka my favorite meme coin dev, Mando. Good morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, man.
Hey, Pew.
And now this is
you look rested, which I personally like as a friend. Yeah, you do. You look like you've slept last. Like I saw you yesterday morning. I hadn't seen you like that ever before. So
yeah, I went to the gym. Lifted some fucking iron and
pumped some iron. Back in the charts. You absolutely love to see that. You know, we have a lot to talk about today. I mean, what a nice little dump we got, right? Before the inevitable Shabbat candles on the way today. You know what it is? It is Friday. You know, as soon as the lights go off, the candles go up. You know, and you know, I like to say that. It tends to be pretty true over time. So today on the show, today, what do we got? Daily market report. I mean, what's funny is I was talking to Sims about this. The title was like crypto drifts slower, and he had put the price of everything, and then it bounced the second he posted it. So crypto drifts slower, but I'll add, but bounces to the title today. So we had a little bounce here amidst some numbers that were wrong on the BTC outflows, blah, blah, blah. And I saw Solana, the congestion, all that good stuff. Are you serious, Mando? Who's this?
Get him up. Get up the fucking duck.
Look at this. Look at my phone. Have you seen it?
The duck up, man.
Get the duck up.
We're about to launch a new website. So
that's wow. Is the duck going to quack on stage? Is that what's going to happen?
I have no fucking idea.
Oh my God. Is the duck going to sponsor our show?
You should be sponsoring the duck, my friend.
I think we should get a duck sponsorship. Look at the top right of the screen. We have room, you know? Oh, they left. We have room at the top right of the... Seems like
new website went live. Here we go.
You're okay. Yeah, hold on. Today on the show, let me finish my ad read first and then let's talk about that. So today, because I have an ad read now. We have two fire sponsors now on screen month to month. Anyways, today on the show, crypto drifts lower but then bounces back. We have the top 100 gainers, yada, yada, yada. We're going to talk about Bitcoin ETFs, all that good stuff. We're going to talk about Ethereum, Athena again, VanEck predicting ETH2 tokens to hit $1 trillion, and more. Alts, memes, and dreams. Pac Moon, that still is becoming kind of like the degen of Blast over there. I'm not paying too much attention, but I'm looking from afar, and looks like Pac Moon is really just like on that was a bullish unlock, and it's just ripping. Puppets, dude. Runes. I'm going to just come here and every day I'm going to remind people to get involved in runes. I think I'm going to be that annoying guy, but it's going to help out in the future. But again, good bounces across the board on ordinals. After that sweep we talked about yesterday, the puppets just kept ripping. Mando, so we'll have to see that. Bowden and the Politify. Is that what you call it? Polify? I think Polify is better than Politify, but like Polify is ripping. I mean, Bowden is up 25% since yesterday. Insanities on the order books over there. With the rest of the memes on Solana that were a little lower aside from our pecking duck. and then what else? Franklin Templeton, Miladies, Doodles, but they were on yesterday. We talked about that. And as usual, at the end of the show is Friday. We're going to have two loot box bins. And again, very little amount of NFTs, very high chances of winning those NFTs so that we can get some better content for the show, but also some fire wins that you guys win at least like 2-4K minimum from these NFTs. And as usual, this show is presented by Fairside.io, wallet coverage for drains, scams, and more, but also Film.io, the world's first, most powerful decentralized filmmaking ecosystem. Two really cool companies, Fairside.io and Film.io. Easy for you guys to figure it out and go check him out. Make sure that you check out our partners because they allow us to do what we do even better, with even more fun. So anyways, without further ado, why don't we get right into it, Mando, as I prepare the loot box. But Mando, how has your last 24 hour been as day two of being a dev?
Yeah, it's good. Good. the duck's doing fine. Hasn't rugged, so my reputation's intact.
Hasn't rugged.
The new website just now.
Did you actually do this?
Yeah. I mean, we should go on the Epic Duck website. Like,
I'm going to go right now. Just tell me the website. I'm gonna go on it.
Epic.coin.com, clearly. With a K. Epic.
I know. I know. It's with a K. Hold on. I have to say, I love this. Host opinions are completely their own and simply for fun and fictional stories only. Everything and anything shared or spoken about on the show is not financial advice. I like that, Sims. I'm not going to lie. That's a good direct. That's a good producer.
Yes. All right. Turn up the sound.
There's no sound. My sound is on.
All right. Click yes then.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's enough. that was a lot, and in a good way, Mando.
That was a community member that made it, so we did it alongside him.
Let's shout him out if they want to, of course, but
you'll find him in the Telegram group. We promoted him to being an admin after he did that.
This is insane. So sorry, let me keep sharing. I'm still going through this, so take us through. I think this is fun to, like, this has become a new segment, at least for now. Day one yesterday, everybody saw Mando on zero sleep, I think for the first time on the show, completely like wrecked. Day two, you look better. Take us through day two, because this is day three now. So take us through yesterday.
Good, man. Team's coming together. Solana just happened to drop like 20% over the last 36 hours. The duck's doing fine. That's all I care. I mean, all I can do is create a new website and
I love that.
try and code sexes to listing this thing. But that's my job now, it seems.
Can you find it on Jupiter yet or not?
You can find it on Jupiter.
But the other website, right? Oh no, it's there.
Yeah, you can find it in all bits of Jupiter now.
Let's go! GG's, finally. Jesus Christ, Mando. Yeah. That was stressing you out. I know that one was stressing you out.
Dude, it was a joke. And then it kind of went on and then went off again. Like,
I love it. You're so... Oh.
I think we're going to cook.
You're honestly, you know what, Mando? You are literally ridiculous and I love it. I love it so much. I have a feeling that, and I'm actually curious for the listeners of the show, because at this stage, a lot of you have been listening to us forever, and you know us like sometimes better than some of your friends, because you listen like 2 hours, an hour a day for 700 days. Anyone here in the audience would have expected this outcome? Like, at what stage of the bull market is this? You know what I mean, Mando? It's like, I didn't
see myself becoming a meme coin dev. That's for certain. I mean, I don't even know if I'm the dev, right? Like, because I think the actual contract was made by Pump.Farm.
Oh, technically, they're the dev, but you're the dev.
Yeah.
You know who you are? I want to say, please stop speaking so lowly of yourself.
Yeah.
You know who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? You're Doc Jesus. That's who you are.
One line that stuck from yesterday.
I'm not gonna lie. One quick note on the website, if I may. I wish that every single button that I click was a quack.
Yeah, we can change that. Anything. We were gonna do a quack like this. The old website, which was kind of done on a spur of a moment, it had 200,000 views in a day.
If you go to my instance, and you put quack. That's this alpha, by the way, and you can download them. You go here.
It had 200,000 views in a day. So we were going to put a quack counter on the website.
What is going on with you? I love it.
Dude, I liked it. Like, people, I didn't make this. Somebody from the community, like some random guy who I'm now friends with, just created it overnight and just posted it to me. And I was like, cool. I like it. That's what you need from a meme coin, right?
Hey, dude. Like, I'm not going to lie, Mando. I'm loving this arc for you. I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious. I know that, you know, I mean, listen, it's a cook anyway. So I'm glad. So listen, dude, I'm loving the vibes. I'm curious actually what Ovi thinks. We haven't really spoken to Ovi that much because I've been on the show. He's coming back on Monday because he's been in New York through the earthquake right now. I don't know if you saw the timeline. It's like a tiny little earthquake. What does Ovi think of all this? What does Ovi make of this whole situation right now?
I think like literally every single person, when he first heard it, he was like, what the fuck?
What are you doing type of thing?
You know, probably NFT or NYC throwing me under the bus with everyone else. But now I spoke to him last night. He was like, this is great. Like, if this does well, you know, I don't see your reputation as getting hurt. Like, just keep at it and let's see what happens. So he's behind it. He actually loves it. He's like, this meme actually. He also said,
I thought the meme was not funny at first, right? Remember on Rec Radio, I even commented like, this is not a funny meme. You don't know.
Yeah, but he sent me this thing the other day where, like, apparently the biggest giant inflatable rubber duck is currently touring the U.S.
Yeah, so it's actually an artwork.
We're gonna use that to our advantage. Let's put it that way.
You remember when I had an inflatable behind me during Christmas? We pumped. So you're talking to me. Remember the inflatable during Christmas? My bull that's inflatable? Inflatable, get it? During Christmas time on the stream? Remember the bull?
Yeah, I do remember. Inflatable, yeah.
Well, inflatable ducks can have similar effects on the market. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's touring every major US city. So I gotta find a way to make that happen. If they're trying to get the whiff on the sphere, we've got the biggest ever inflatable duck. This is it. Boring the US right now. Hit me up if you know that.
That was 10 years ago in Hong Kong.
Here we go.
It's been doing the rounds like for a long time. Like I think last time was, I forgot which event. It was like last year. It was as recent of last year. And it was at some really famous, I don't know if it was in Monaco. It was somewhere. It was somewhere really known. And it just made like a lot of fucking noise, honestly. So it was super interesting to see. So that's fun. Okay, so fun. It seems like day two is better.
Marketing sorted for the rest of the year, right? Like the duck is now going to every single major US city
without even being you.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be the duck tour, but we might just follow it around.
Don't even need, I'm in. I'm so down. It seems like it only does the fire cities, right?
In your city, just take a picture with Epic, post it. We want to get this thing going viral.
I'm trying to find
the unofficial Epic Duck Tour of the US.
Dude, it has a website. It's called the World's Largest Rubber Duck. It's the Big Duck that US.
It's exactly. With that the Epic Duck, but
it's this guy. Look.
Yeah, we don't need this here, man. This thing is literally going around the world.
There's gear for me. Okay, so it's gonna be, so actually let's look at it. So on the website, you guys should promote this, what the tour that it's going on. So
we will. Dude, I only found about, Ovi posted me this yesterday because he was like, you know what, this is incredible. Like,
so it's going to be, yeah, John Gauthier said it was in Toronto last year, so we came to Canada. So it's going to be in Louisiana on the 19th to 21st, then in Delaware, then Ohio, Minnesota, Missouri, Michigan.
It's going everywhere.
Oh, it's doing the... Yeah, it's doing, you know, in the U.S.
In the Mississippi, I think.
Yeah, down to Mississippi. Run it down, stay in Mississippi, Papa, what if... Anyways, that's funny. Grace said, Mando DM'd you about that exactly. So check your DMs for someone called Grace B with a punk with hat, Mando. Anyways, that's enough ducking around.
You can also bring your duck to your city. So like maybe I'll pay or I'll do like a community round to bring it somewhere. Where are we bringing the duck?
Why don't you do it to Lisboa during NFC Lisbon?
Nah. We got to pick, like, Vegas, I guess, isn't on the water, but we got to pick something more degenerate.
Not Vegas. Macau. Macau's degenerate and in Asia.
Yeah, maybe. Macau, Bangkok,
actually, back in Hong Kong, it's the spot. No, the bay. Kowloon, like in the bay, back in Hong Kong, it was 10 years ago. So,
yeah. Yeah, let's put it in Singapore Harbor.
Singapore Harbor. So here's the spots. It goes to Hong Kong. It goes to Singapore Harbor. It has to go to like, I don't know. It has to go to like all the, like, you know, all the Asian cities, because, you know, this duck, you know, does well during Asia hours. And in America, this time, I have to say, you're making the Europores look really good here.
Dude, the higher it goes, the easier it is for us to raise funds from the community. So we could send it to a ton of different places.
Okay. Listen, I think, good bounces all across. So you know what, Mando, why don't we just talking about the market now?
There's only one thing I'm looking at in the market. But yes, the market bounced.
Just do the market so I can do the robot boxes at the same time.
So KBM was posting me yesterday being like, oh, you got to cut all your positions. I did. I cut pretty much everything. And then just before the number today, I'll send you the screenshot. I said to him, you need to go max long Bitcoin. And he did. So he's bought that bottom. I just felt as though Bitcoin was still strong. All the altcoin market was weak. Solana in particular, because of these transactions, right? People just getting pissed. So that's caused the underperformance. But most of the meme coins are down for a similar reason, apart from one. And then for Bitcoin, like, funding is low. Funding is very low. Open interest got wiped. Hedge funds are record short Bitcoin right now, the most they've ever been.
Really?
And yeah.
Or we're going to blow up a few hedge funds.
And the ETF had an inflow week, right? Plus a bigger inflow than people thought initially yesterday. So it just felt as though Bitcoin was primed to have a little bit of a bounce. Like, it nearly broke out yesterday and it was like a fake out. But then once everyone was getting so bearish before the jobs figure. So I was just like, yeah, we should just buy that. So that's what I did. I bought a decent amount of Bitcoin just before the launch. Just before that figure came out, or actually just after. But that's the only trade I've done today in like majors. I don't know about altcoins right now. I'm just not paying attention.
But there's a reason, right? Like, on top, obviously you're doing the duck stuff, but like, meme coins are gathering more attention than altcoins right now. Like, I'm seeing a lot of Twitter on the timeline about people saying, why would you own more alts here when the memes are doing well? You can rotate to alts. Like, what do you think about that? Because I've actually seen like bigger accounts that like, kind of go back and forth about that.
I mean, I think altcoins are my personal view on crypto is everything to some extent is a meme. Like AI coins, don't fucking kid yourself, right? Like, half of this shit is just vaporware that we just pump up the meme valuations. So that's why I've always been a fan of meme coins, right? Because there's just no bullshit about them. They are just pure in that sense. They're not some fake guise of tech, which is really awesome.
Some fucking roadmap that probably never like ends up.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm a believer in meme coins in general. I think they're going to be a decent asset class in crypto, particularly as like there's always the security issues about the other shit, right? So like with meme coins, they're generally a little bit
you have less of a securities and like SEC overhang. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like I don't think people think Doge is a security, right? I don't think people think most of these meme coins are securities. They're just memes.
You get much less FUD when it comes to like these meme coins and stuff. Like, you never get like sheep FUD, for example.
Yeah, but the meme coins also they go to zero far. So you just have to be aware.
Definitely. There's a moment where the music stops, right? And you could tell, like, how do you feel about this? Like, you could tell, like, that this flush over the last 24 hours, like, you could tell it coming, right? Like, we're digging through Ansem's family tree, making the coin about every single member of it, including his mom and sister and stuff like that. You had a thread go viral of a kid that said that his best night ever in crypto was the night that he found that Ansem had a cat. Did you see that thread?
I did not see that, no. So, but yeah, I think it was like we were clutching at shitty narratives towards a couple of weeks.
We had gone a little DeLulu.
Until the duck.
I mean, including myself. I have to say, like, there was a point where, like, when Whiff hit 4.8 the other day, and MFR was flying. You remember when you told me, like, yo, chill, this is ETH, not Solana? I was throwing fucking ETH at coins like it was one soul was one ETH. I actually, you know, last weekend, I didn't do the math because I've been, like, done a whole quarter and a half in Solana, I lost track of like what the value of an ether is, and I was throwing money at MFR and other like base ecosystem coins like it was Sol. And I kind of had to realize that one ETH is still like 20 Sol. I'm not gonna lie, that hurt. Like that was a slap. that was a slap. But it's okay. Our higher coin is doing okay, man. Though I don't know if you're still paying attention to that.
I honestly haven't been. I know everything got wrecked. And I think understandably so. Like I think it, like you said, shit was bad, and then the transaction stuff is bad.
What do you think of what's happening on Solana?
I think a lot of it will come back. I do think like some of the better narratives, and also I think like the more unique stuff is still doing good. Like Boden, it isn't just a cat. Like it's actually worked as a meme.
It just hit 600 million,
right? Because it works, right? But Biden and Boden make sense without getting too political. So I think I think that one could continue to cook.
Are you
also like mainstream media will pick up on that story?
I mean, they have started, right? You shared about it. Right.
Meme coin of retarded Biden goes to 1 billion. Well, I don't know if I'll get canceled for that. But yeah, that is...
I don't think you'll get canceled for that. You're fine.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually wild. I mean, you called that Biden one early on. You stayed in?
I'm still in. I'm smaller because I just reduced everything to kind of pay attention to this. Which I'm glad about. But like when KBM told me to sell a lot of stuff, I sold a lot of stuff.
I saw his tweet this morning saying that it was way oversold, and he turned. So that was probably your fault. I mean, thanks to you, that went down. It looks like he did you a solid yesterday, and you did him a solid this morning.
Yeah,
exactly. So you love to see that, man. I don't know what's going on, and it's been bugging, but it's gotten like almost impossible to add any NFTs to the loot boxes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nothing works. Like all the NFTs say they're not for sale, but they are for sale. I can add more apes now because they're kind of cheap. So I've been just adding a bunch of apes. Because hey, you win an ape, you still a big hit. You know, it's like 10-ish ETH or something like that. So, anyways, it's really not working. What do you think about? Let's talk about it, right? We talk about Solana a lot on the show. There was this famous chart that's around here. You've probably seen that one, right? The Solana network appears to be struggling to keep up demand of meme coins, with data showing roughly 75% of transactions on the network currently failing. The vast majority of failed non-vote transactions were simply bot spam.
Yeah, so go to Mert. You know Mert,
of course.
Obviously, he's like
he's the face of Solana.
He posted about, if you go down a little bit. He posted like about this. Maybe it was there. He basically said it's mainly just bots, right? It's bots, MEV bots that are failing. I would say that like a lot of transactions that even I do are failing, but it's not at the level of 75%. It's much lower than that. But he says a lot of the transactions are basically MEV bots, which are failing. I don't think this is a short term issue. This feels like it could be like a medium term thing. Like, there's a lot of spam being sent, and like there's a reason for it. So. Yeah, I would be aware of that. Like, it feels like this could be like a thing for Solana for a little bit now. It's still doing like crazy volume.
I mean, it's back. Solana traded Solana. Where? Let's look at Sol. Nothing's being added here. Let's look at Sol. I mean, let me refresh this chart here. If we look at Solana, it looks like we went as low as what, 160s, right? Ooh, we went
169. I think I saw this morning.
The Binance 160, 167.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So yeah, look, I think
that maybe Solana did need a little bit of FUD. No, I don't know. I'm super bullish on it, but maybe you need to like to rinse out weekends on this thing. I think it's still gonna cook.
Also, like, it's pretty fire that you rinse out weekends when Sol weeks. When Sol dumps, like, they shake out weak hands across all the board for Solana. It's like for WIF, we saw WIF. I mean, you were talking about the overhang on WIF that had never actually once broken structure. And so it did, right? Yesterday, for the first time, the structure was here above like a previous high, 3.5. So it actually finally did go under 3.5, Mendo, as low as 3. Wow. Oh, wow. Went to $3. WIF. Huh.
Dude, have you seen the fucking video? It's gonna be one of the worst videos I've seen in my life.
So I know it's against my bags to talk about this video, but we have to talk about
it. Your bags, man. This is fucking hilarious.
I have to fud my bags, right, man?
Zoomed into one person in that video. Every single person on stage is just
brother.
The worst.
Brother, oh my god. I opened the timeline. The first thing I see is Beanie posting this. I mean, so let's Beanie says, what's a good run? We've seen cringe narrative play out before with NFT collection parties. It always marks it. I mean, we know. I mean, Beanie tends to be quite a good bottom signal these days. I mean, he called top on puppets, and we're doing pretty well.
But I love
the video. I am going to flood mine in Ovi's bags here. So Ovi, I'm sorry, but okay. Let's look at this video and then comment.
When the cat hits, man. When the cat hits.
I think I'm about to market sell my whiff.
I've always liked whiff. I think it's going to be tough to get to back to an all-time high after that. I think it will. It's just going to take some time because you don't just like immediately bounce back after that goes live. Let's see what happens. I think WIF can still go to like 10 billion, but I think it's going to take a little bit of time after that, right?
Yeah, this is not right. Hold on. We're going to just... I'm kidding. I'm definitely not market selling shit from my whiff because that shit's going to $10. But yo, $3? I wasn't awake. I mean, $3 is I would have bought for sure on this $3 dip for whiff. What is this? So was this like, let's find out more. Let's keep sharing the screen. Let's dig deeper into this story. We can't just let it go here. Was this like a...
It's an unofficial event, apparently. So, like, everyone from the WIF community is like, we do not own these people. This is a different. It was a WIF event, but it wasn't done by the WIF devs or something like that. So,
okay. So, Archik, let's read what Archik said because Beanie is a bottom signal, top signal for that. So we're good. We're gonna go higher. Archik, I think we should follow for WIF. She says, make no mistake, the folks coming out of the woodwork like cockroaches to clown this guy are the ones who missed WIF or sold too early.
100%.
She is 100% right. The joke is on them. He is having the time of his life, and WIF is about to use this epic shakeout to fuel.
I actually think this guy is the best guy on stage. I mean, this guy, I actually laugh the hell out of. It's the others on stage. I'm like, what the fuck? What is this event?
This is the WIF dance. This is called the WIF dance now, Mando. It's like this. It's the San Francisco crackhead dance. You find them in the streets of Vancouver sometimes. They're just like that. By WIF. Anyways, so there you go. Sims, you wanted some content today? I think you got your clips already. you think Sims got his clips for today, Mando? I mean, between that and the epic chat, I think he's set for the weekend. Him and Tabs were asking us to create some weekend content today. Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So I think they got it. So anyways, I think I side with Archik here. I side with Archik.
As a bag holder. You can't throw that under the rug. That is a terrible video. I think that guy on stage, actually, I think is the best guy. I think he's gonna go viral. But you know cringe events, I think NFT, like, you know this from the NFT space. No one needs to know who owns the tokens. Right, we've seen it before with Bored Apes, and it got flooded to forever. When these things come out, it turns out that, you know, it's just easy to flood people when they're not just behind a profile picture. So,
yeah, works, but we'll do best here. Me, yeah. So look, that was
He wasn't at that event. If I sent you a tweet where he was,
where?
It's in the FOMO Hour chat.
Oh, FOMO Hour chat. Okay, FOMO Hour chat. Where's the FOMO Hour chat? FOMO Hour chat or FOMO Hour? Oh, here. Okay, got it. StreamYard. Here. Boom. Let's see. What was the dog? Sorry, I'm still trying to figure it. Oh. Mando, you're...
He wasn't there. You can find him on the profile.
You know what it is? You guys are having way
the
too much.
The disclaimer doesn't work here, boys. Come on.
I have a better one. Sams, you know what? I have a better disclaimer. Hold on one second.
In case of an investigation by any federal entity or similar, I do not have any involvement with this group or with the people in it. I do not know how I'm here, probably added
Sorry,
by
guys,
a third party.
I
do not support any members by any actions of this group.
I, just so y'all know, this is a Canary Labs thing, Star Rug Radio.
Oh, Canary Labs, trust me on that. Everything's being paid for by me.
Hold on. I got warm from dancing. I need to lower the heater. So, hold on. So let me get this straight. You know what's funny is I just realized that the FOMO Hour branding is the same color as the duck.
Meant to be.
All right. Someone said, Tunsky 107 said, I love that Mando just cracks up about this. Dude is stoic as fuck, rarely smiles, but this duck got him glowing. LOL.
That's me, man. It reminded me of growing up. That's when I did it.
Did you play like Roblox growing up?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it actually went a bit broader than that. Like it was in like gaming channels, like throughout, like it was, it came back like a few years ago. That's what I remember. But yeah, I was OG.
I love that. I was OG, bro. I'm like an OG, like Roblox, like, you know, like Epic Duck, like fanboy. Like me and my boy, my duck, go way back, like 2008. Right? Is that when the meme was created?
I think so. It was, I just remember I was going to uni or something around that time. So yeah, that's when I saw it.
I just remember your face on Rec Radio while it was happening, and I just can't stop laughing. Like I laugh to myself during the day sometimes when I see this thing go, because like I was watching the show when you were like just acting a fool, and it was just so funny. And then I remember KB being like, "This is not funny, bro." He was just like, "Dude, like, what are you doing? This is not funny at all."
It's funny.
Apparently, it's brought to you by Mando's Forehead Foundation. So Mando's Forehead is actually currently listening to us on YouTube. Just a reminder, we are live on YouTube. We're live on X Video. Fuck, I didn't post a broadcast. I have to. But remember, there's only 330 people on the spaces right now. You have to retweet the Twitter space to have a chance to come on the show and win one or two loot box spins. And the loot boxes are getting much sweeter, especially as it's not working right now. So I'm just adding a bunch of cash prizes. I'm tired of trying to add
cash.
There must be a bug between OpenSea's API maybe and Robit, because like I used to be able to like add, you know, dozens of NFTs. Every single NFT I try to add right now is not really working, but it's okay because we'll just add a bunch of cash prizes. You know what it is? So that's how we're gonna do it. A bunch of red guys worked, but apes, pudgies, none of these collections are working at the moment. And I'm done adding rugs because I'm done you guys beating me down at the reactions of the winning rugs. Those are gonna cook. And so that's how it's gonna go. Anyways, what do we have up next, Monsieur Sims, over here? Remember, retweet the Twitter spaces at the top, so bottom right of the Twitter space. And if you're listening to us on Binance Live, it's on x.com/FOMO Hour. So you follow FOMO Hour, make sure you follow Robit, and then you go here, and then all you have to do is retweet this Twitter spaces here, this purple box that's on my account, and you'll have a chance to come on stage at the end of the show in like 10 minutes and get the spins going with us and probably win a few $1,000 for just listening to our show. Anyways, where are we at? So memes, dreams, and all some good stuff. I feel like we already kind of talked about what's going on in the altcoin and meme space, really. What do we have? I mean, Pac Moon is the other big story. I mean, that's going on right now in the NFT, more on the NFT crowd, because they were pretty early to blast and everything through Blur. But stats said, geez, Pac Moon drops $1 million worth of token to creators, and then the chart does this. Sometimes it's good to buy from people who just got free money and see it as a Christmas gift regardless of the price. So I don't know if you, I don't think you've had a look at Pac Moon. I think it's mostly like Ovi that had like a fat airdrop from being a top like blast.
I actually got an airdrop because I do tweet about it in the Mando Minutes.
So how do you see it? It's on your MetaMask on Blast Network, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think you have to claim it though, right?
No, because there was an actual airdrop, I think.
Oh, there's an airdrop too. Okay, let me check.
What's the website? Pacmoon.io? Let's see. I forgot to claim my airdrop one, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like you.
Yeah.
So like, I know, the chain has like 2 billion of TVL or more now, right? So the fact that they can have a meme coin worth more than 40 million, I think that's pretty easy.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. What's the Pacmoon? I'm actually trying to find on desk the Pacmoon contract to see if I got an airdrop. So it turns out I missed both airdrops, Mendo. I forgot to claim one and two. And you know what the worst thing is? The Pacmoon account actually sent me a message to remind me to claim it. And I thanked them. And I was like, I appreciate you guys. Bullish on you guys DMing. Because I think I said on the show that I couldn't do it. And then I also... I forgot to do this too. What do you trade? What's the DEX for Blast?
Thruster? Or Blaster Swap?
Thruster, yeah. God damn it, dude. I think I forgot, Mando. Yeah, there's zero pack. Yeah. Wow. Nice. Well, this sucks. Yo, this fucking sucks, dude. What have I done?
Yeah.
What have I done? This is horrible. This is the worst day of my life. I just literally fumbled generational wealth. And I had a lot of points because I tweeted my ref code back then in airdrop one. I like pastaed Ovi. I was like, oh, I took his tweet and I pastaed him. And it became a pasta that a lot of people used, but they swapped with their own ref links. That's what I did. Anyways, besides that, I mean, oh man, it's ordinals again. That's really been the one that has been garnering a ton of attention and dropping like the most in the whole of NFT space. Because if you look at ETH here, let's look on the stream. Let me share DGENS. By the way, what? It shows that a funk is in the top sales of DGENS for 40 ETH. I'm pretty sure that's a bug, but or something. Someone did something. A ringer moved yesterday. Apparently, a clone moved for 83 ETH. I have a hard time believing that.
Yeah, maybe I'll check.
Yeah,
it's like some market transactions been happening there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, isn't it tax season right now in the US?
Maybe people need to pay back. Yeah, so maybe that makes sense.
It is tax season, and as a matter of fact, man, though, there was this thing that Wizard and Ovi shared about the job numbers today because they were beat, but it was mostly because they had to hire, like, that if it was for tax reasons, like the IRS and the agencies or something like that. Okay. I don't know. I'm just trying to inform myself, okay? But I have no fucking clue what these guys are rambling about. Clones are under half an ETH, bro.
I mean, aren't they getting shut down?
No, that was not true, dude.
Oh yeah.
I'm serious. That was not true.
Where the hell is Animus? Where the hell is all this fucking shit they said?
Oh, you want to FUD them? I'll FUD with you. I have no. I have my back.
I'm not FUDing them. I'm just saying, I'm not surprised by that at all. Oh, like,
dude, for what it's worth, like there is no. I think you're right. I have no shit. No, I don't know what the fuck is going on here. At all. It's grim. I don't know where Animus is. I keep being told Animus is coming soon, honestly. And it's just like never came. I kept all my eggs. I kept the eggs. I kept 6 out of 8 clones I had. I kept, you know, at one point, I had 150 ETH offer OTC on my clone, the Murakami, the 4X Murakami at $3,000.
Oh, God. That was bull market for Oak, I guess.
Wow.
We're not playing that game, all right?
What?
We're not playing the game where we talk about how much money we could have had at different times.
No, because we're cooking right now.
We're cooking.
It's a new cycle. It's a new cycle. This cycle, we make it all back in multiple trades, right? But it's crazy. It must be a Clonex bag holder posting those claims. Endo, I love that. All right, well, listen. Besides this, on the NFT front, like I was going through it. Sorry, I'm literally adding cash prizes since we're a little bit loot box right now because nothing works. I'm adding a bunch of cash prizes, Mendo. So Doodles had a pump. You weren't here yesterday, but they had this collab coming with like Lil Wayne, Pharrell. This, you remember when you talked about how like people shouldn't sleep on like the Golden Wolf Studio acquisition? Basically, they actually have a really big motion picture coming out at Toronto Film Festival in September, and it has like Pharrell involved, Lil Wayne, a bunch of big people, and they're doing an event. And the Toronto Big Film Festival is actually a really big one. For film in that industry. So anyway, so that's cool. So he came, so that obviously pumped on that. small retrace. And again, like, it's the ordinals narrative. It's not even narrative at this age. It's just the truth. I mean, the NFT market is mostly moved there. Puppets are back to 0.3 Bitcoin, Mando, from a 0.22 Bitcoin low after peaking around 0.32 last run.
Yeah, $1 million sweep, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, $1 million sweep yesterday, 26 puppets. But the same wallet also swept 5 Bitcoin of nodes.
Nodes, yeah.
So he swept both. But this is the first time that nodes are not equal to 2 puppets. So nodes are half a Bitcoin and puppets are 0.3.
That's someone really in the puppet ecosystem, isn't it? No, in the ratio.
Yeah, dude. I have like a lot of puppets. So I've been saying I have a lot of puppets.
Sleep on puppets. I've got a lot of puppets.
I tried. You know what? Even at 0.12, when you were like, fuck it, in sweep, I was like, please, come on. Get involved. Get involved.
Dude, I love them. I love the puppets. I've said it from the start.
I know you love them. That's why I like it. I love that you love them. As a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons why I love them even more than I love them. It's because you love them from the get-go. And then again, everything's up there. Runes. Rune Pops had the biggest comeback, Mando. It's up 50%. It's up 150% this week. So basically what they did is that they launched Runes Pops was already at your BRC20, right? Pops token. Then they did the airdrop to Puppets. It pumped like 0.025. But then there was this whole thought about it because of the Solana token that was tied to get more liquidity to it or whatever the fuck. It didn't follow along. So it tanked. Like, when I say tanked, it tanked, like, it got divided by 4. Okay? And it was really bad. It was under, it was like 0.008, I think, at some point. And then, you know, that was a huge pump on that as Ruins narrative is catching a bid. So, of course, have a lot of that because I got an airdrop, 1 per puppet. So, very happy about that. And then bought more as well. So it's really good. Anyways, with that, I think we're good.